This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Seagulls Stadium. We'll get Coach in just – actually, Coach is actually on his way into the box just now. I know, Coach, you were following another game pretty intently just before you came into the box. Didn't want to drag you away from it too far.
Well, just I thought it was 4 minutes left in the game. It's just the start of the fourth quarter, and my son's team's down 5-4, and they're going to start the fourth quarter man up. So,
well, we will not keep you long. Just want to talk to you first about another quick start as your team gets quickly on the board. Carson Kalama pushes in a ball that's sitting at the feet of Dylan Torrey, and then Mike Kane scores on the man up, but a lot of missed opportunities with turnovers in the first quarter and early on in this game. What'd you see out there?
Well, I thought we were a little tight on offense. You know, we had numerous opportunities to score 10 goals in the first half. We were forcing the crease a little bit, but, you know, Mike Kane had a lot of opportunities early in the game, and he just was playing a little tight, missed a couple balls right on the doorstep that really could have opened the game up. And then I think, you know, kind of snowballed a little bit, you know, and then everybody else tightened up a little bit. But thank God for a great defensive effort. We held them to only 6 shots every quarter, and a lot of those shots weren't, you know, real quality shots. And when we needed a save, you know, Connor came up with a good save. But, you know, hats off to our defense and their play throughout the game to hold a team to 3 goals in a playoff game, especially when you're not playing very well and it's starting to press it on offense.
Their team was able to make some moves. Normally we see New Krause or Will Neuesnik or Austin Kemp on a particular player. They hardly ever leave that particular player. There was a couple of times where Tyler McWilliams was able to get around and have Will Neuesnik defending him instead of New Krause. What sort of confidence do you have when that happens, knowing that you have Neuesnik out there?
Well, you know, I think they're all very quality defensemen. They're capable of covering both righties and lefties. And, you know, they've all knew the scouting port real well, and I think they did a good job of defending when there was some switches away from the matchups that we really wanted going into the game.
This was a game that your team seemed to play a little better and more focused as the sun went down, as the game went on. Talk about what we saw in the second half as opposed to what we saw in the first.
Well, you know, we were tight in the second half. It was nice that we got those 2 goals early, you know, in the third quarter. But still, again, you know, we missed a couple golden opportunities right on the crease. Carson had one right on the crease, and he faked low, shot low, and shot it right into the kid's stomach. But, you know, I thought our second midfield line played pretty good tonight. I thought Jake Rotman had a good game. You know, they bought some time for the first line. But again, you know, we weren't really clicking. The sticks were a little bagging today. We were throwing balls at people's feet. But we found a way to win, and you know, I think that sometimes it's a sign of a good team. On an off day, you still find a way to get it done.
It's a big day for the defense, holding Roanoke to 3 goals in a game that was absolutely needed for that. Looking forward now, we know that next up is going to be Stevenson, most likely at Stevenson. What are we looking for in that game? The next couple of days, what's your preparation going to be like?
Well, obviously going into the game, we got to be able to attack their pressure. Our first priority is clearing the ball. We struggled to clear the ball a little bit them in the fourth quarter last time that provided some more opportunities for them. You know, we got to clear the ball, got to handle their pressure. That'll be 2 of the biggest things, you know, as we move forward.